Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the financial literacy ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes.
Hey, everyone, and welcome, welcome, Build, Grow, and Enjoy, WIGO 1570 The Light. It is another beautiful day here at Build, Grow, and Enjoy. It is the second day of November 2011. 12 p.m. here in the beautiful city of San Diego, where I'm broadcasting from, and 3 p.m. in Atlanta. Boy, we had a great, I mean, just such a moving show yesterday. I mean, it was one of the longest airing shows I've ever had on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. We went into about almost an hour and a half because the subject was so deep, and the guests that we had on the air and, you know, with the preparation room with Pamela, it just took it to another level. I mean, my lines were all full, all busy. People were just calling in testimony, and the topic was about men and their faith. So I just would like to send another thank you to Pastor Terrell Fletcher and Minister Marin Ellis from here out in San Diego, City of Hope International, making the connection for joining us on Build, Grow, and Enjoy yesterday and sharing that message of their points of views when it comes to our men and their faith in the preparation room with Pamela Reese. So as you guys know, Pamela will be back on the air again next month. First Tuesday of every month she is on the air here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. So she will be back. I'm not sure what the topic is as of yet, but we should have it up on Build, Grow, and Enjoy as soon as she decides on, you know, what the topic should be. But it definitely touched many. It touched a lot of people. So that was the whole purpose. We got the message across. Looks like Pam will be back on December the 6th, so same time, 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Pacific. But it was a very, very, very touching subject, very special day. As you guys know, yesterday marked first-year anniversary for Build, Grow, and Enjoy, and a huge milestone with all that we have up and coming for 2012. When I tell you guys we are about to blow it out the water, we are about to blow it out the water. We are all in the planning and preparation stage. 2012 is really going to be a year where you guys are all going to see how hard work really pays off, and we are going to not only show it through us here at Build, Grow, and Enjoy, but we are definitely going to bless many, many others out there, because that's what it's all about, being used, being blessed, so you can bless others, and it's just an awesome, awesome time here at Build, Grow, and Enjoy. So the lines are open, everyone, 347-215-8709. Live chat, as always, buildgrowandenjoy.com. You can come join us there. I just want to send a reminder to everyone, Working Divas. You know, we were down for a minute because of the server with the company that is used for Working Divas was down, but it is back up and running, and, you know, the articles are there. We have the Money Mondays articles that, you know, that you guys are all aware of that I contribute, and, of course, with Karen Vaughn, you know, she's on there doing the work-life balance piece, so definitely get on over there, ladies, and check it out. We've got some great topics on there. I just did a topic on, you know, this whole nationwide stir up with, you know, banks charging debit card fees, which is just outrageous. So go on over to Working Divas and find out what's the real reason behind why banks are doing this and what you can expect if they decide not to do it because you, as the consumers, have fought back. So WorkingDivas.com, get on over there and just check it out. It's up and running. There's other articles on there. Educate yourself, you know, be known to be the person to put your foot forward to give yourself the opportunity to empower your life. So not only can you do it here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy, you can definitely, from a lady's point of view, get on over to WorkingDivas.com and do the same. So in preparation of all the upcoming season, tax season, I'm going to say, you know, that's a very, very, going to be a tough, challenging season for many, and I'm sure it's going to be another challenging year with all that has been going on in our economy for the many that are out there. So I have decided to invite a very special guest here on Bill Grown and Joy. We're actually going to do this. I'm actually going to have her on here as a three-part series or segment just to speak to you guys about, you know, preparing yourself for the upcoming tax season. You know, there's a lot of, you know, loans and, you know, yes and no's, and, you know, you just need that guidance on it, like in anything, and why not get it from an expert in the field. But definitely it's a pleasure to welcome tax expert, preparer, planner, Debbie Snelling with the Snelling Report to share this message with you all. Welcome, Debbie, and thank you for taking the time to come share this message with us.
Alethea, thank you for having me, and happy anniversary.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. So, Debbie, and the lines are open, everyone. Like I said again, if you want to call in and ask Debbie questions, now's your time. The line is 2347-215-8709. And as always, you can join me or send a message or to one of us through BillGrownAndJoy.com. So, Debbie, first of all, you know, we're going to be doing this as a three-part show, which is perfect timing. So today, you know, I just want to take the time to really just let everyone know who you are, what exactly you do, your specialties, before we start getting into some niches of things that's out there that people should be aware of. So start with telling everyone who you are.
I am Debbie Snelling. I am an accountant, a tax accountant extraordinaire. I've been the tax director of a publicly traded company. I've done internal audit work. I've done external audit work. Anything that has to do with accounting, finance, and taxes is pretty much somewhere on my resume. The firm, TSR Consulting, specializes. Actually, we really don't specialize. We work everywhere from small business, mid-market business, to large business, depending upon what their needs are. For smaller businesses, you can go anywhere from having us do accounting and bookkeeping to having us review your financial statements and do your tax returns, to doing payroll processing. We have a couple of clients for whom we do a payable processing, and we invoice their tenants and their customers. So we run the gamut. You know, businesses, as you know, you can't be everything at the same time. And your function should be growing your business and ensuring quality. And things that don't make you money, you should be paying somebody else to do, and ultimately you'll make a lot more money in the long run.
All right. That is great advice, Debbie. That is great advice. So let everyone know, you know, you've been, like I said, you've been in the business with more, you have more than 25 years of experience, you know, across the board, finance, accounting, and tax, as well as technology. I mean, you're kind of like a one-stop shop financial working diva yourself. You know, you also assist in not just tax, you know, areas, but in accounting, but you also assist on a strategic consulting, QuickBooks consulting for businesses out there, and then also assist in obtaining financing and capital raises for the business. So tell us a little more about that.
Well, it goes back to the make sure that you know people who know things that you don't know. So we work with bankers. I actually had a meeting with someone today who specializes in working for clients to get small business funding. I've got a client and associate with whom I work who gets bigger funding if you're looking to do a big startup where you need angel investors. And she works with people to get, you know, big dollars so that you can get your big ideas going. So the point is that you should have, you know, we want to provide you a place to call. And if we don't have the answer, we can refer you to someone who does have the answer.
Right, right, right. And then you guys are very active throughout the community also. You guys have business mixers for TSR Consulting. Tell us a little more about that. And I think, well, you just had one recently. So tell us, and how often do you have them? How can people come and join you guys?
Well, we call it the Atlanta Business Mixer. Again, the purpose is to get out, to network, to know people, to grow your network of professionals so that you're doing the thing that you're best at and you know people who do the things that they're best at. And that's, again, the point of the Atlanta Business Mixer. We just had one October 27th. We generally try to have them on the third weekend, the third Thursday of every month. We have them at Urban Flats. We're actually working on developing a second mixer up in the Kennesaw area, which is northwest of Atlanta, for those who don't know the Atlanta market. But that's still in the developmental stages. On the October 27th event, we had a great turnout. We had approximately 75 people who came. And, our point is to ensure that the event helps to promote conversation. So we had fantastic food that was provided by Urban Flats, and people could go around with their trays. We had exhibitors who exhibited from cleaning products to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, which, you know, if you're not staying on top of the news, you may not know how to adjust in today's market, as you were speaking to at the beginning of the show. The market,
right,
the business
right.
is changing every day. You got to stay on top of it. So, it was a fantastic event. We had great feedback. It was the first time at Urban Flats, and it was a great location. Urban Flats, in addition to the food, provided 2 hours of validated parking. So, fantastic
awesome.
All around. We had a great
yeah.
mix of business owners. So everything that you needed, go out, meet people, grow your business, and help them grow theirs.
That's what it's all about, Debbie. I tell people that every day. That's what it's all about. Scratch my back, I scratch yours. We have to pull together as a community. And, you know, speaking of, you know, just, you know, the word being out and, you know, you just having to connect and keep up with the fast-paced lifestyle that we all live. I mean, you guys have newsletters that come out also on your website, and I would like to talk a little more about that so people know how to get to you guys and follow you guys to keep up with the ever-changing things that's happening in the economy, especially when it comes to taxes. So tell us a little more about that.
Well, I have to tell you the truth. I actually am very proud of the newsletter. The newsletter is on our website at thesnellingreport.com. There's a button that says newsletter. It updates every month. Our November should be out soon. I'm a little surprised it's not out yet today. But we give it information in the newsletter on everything from tax advice, those who have had natural disasters, flooding. There's been a lot of flooding, droughts, so that we have farmers who are losing their peanut crop here in Georgia due to the droughts. In the October newsletter, we also talk about living trusts. What are they? Are they right for you? We talk about financial planning tips, asset allocation, if you're investing in the marketplace. Are you spending properly for your health care? Are you funding it properly? We talk about late filing penalties. In 2008, the IRS came out with new penalties for S-corporations, partnerships, and fiduciaries who don't file tax returns. And here, this new penalty is extraordinarily punitive. It's $195 per month late, or portion times the number of shareholders that you have. So if you have a partnership with three shareholders and you are 3 months late, it's $195 times 3 months times three partners. So your penalty for not filing on time is $1,755. It's worth it to pay somebody and file a return. Yeah, that's painful.
Yeah. Wow, they are really hitting it now. I mean, that's expensive. Well, Debbie, let everybody know, speaking of, timely, why is it important to start preparing now and don't be those last-minute people?
Now is the right time to file. You still have 2 months in order to make appropriate adjustments before the end of the year. Unfortunately, we'll get a lot of people who come to us in January or February, and even some in March and April, who go, well, I did this. Is there any way I can avoid paying taxes on it? And the answer is usually not now. 6 months ago, we could have structured it properly, and we could have minimized the tax liability, or we could have structured it differently so that you deferred the tax liability entirely. So now is the time when you have to do planning. You have to make sure that your records are intact. At the end of January, you've got to file 1099s and W-2s, so you want to make sure that you're ordering supplies for those and you've got all of the information that you need from your vendors in order to be able to file a 1099. So whether it's structure, honestly, take a look now. Is your business making a lot of money? And do you therefore need to plan to make come up with some additional expenses in order to reduce your tax liability this year? Is your business losing money and you therefore need to come up with additional income or to postpone making new acquisitions so that you get your expenses in the year when your income is? So whether it's business or personal, personally, you know, if you've had a lot of health care issues in a particular year, if you have a lot of health care issues in 2011, then you may want to spend more, do more health care things so that you're able to itemize your deductions in 2011 instead of just having it, you know, thank goodness you have your health, but why not
right.
have your health and have your money too?
Exactly. And the bottom line is just be prepared, you know, have a plan and, you know, set yourself up for success as you would in anything. Well, Debbie, we're going to take a quick break, but before I go to a break, we have a caller. And as everyone knows, you know, a lot of business owners have been requesting me, hey, can I call them and let everyone know what I have to contribute to the community, you know, because just to spread the word, because there's so many people that's out there, like, you know, you can reach out to me, hey, Clinton, do you know anybody that does this? Do you know anybody that does this? Then I have people like, hey, I do this, and then just kind of connecting it because that's what it's all about, like a social networking like community within the Bill Growing Joy. So I'm going to go ahead and take this call because I think this is one of the businesses that's going to be that's calling in, that's going to be speaking really quick on loan modification, and we'll take a break, and we're going to get back on the subject that you have for everyone, Debbie. So hold a second. Hello, caller. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you.
How
this is
Mabel
Schmidt from
Nari. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Okay, so tell us a little more about what NAARI is.
Oh, that's NARI. NARI is a 501c3 nonprofit housing counseling agency. We specialize in loan modifications and helping homeowners save their homes. We have been here for 9 years and have helped thousands of homeowners save their homes.
Right.
We our home office is here in Tucker, Georgia, but we can reach out to anyone anywhere in the United States of America.
And where are you guys located at again?
Our home office is in Tucker, Georgia, but we can reach out to anyone anywhere in the United States of America.
Okay, and just for everyone to know, what is a loan modification? Because there's a lot of people out there that needs it. What is a loan modification?
Okay, if you're having a hardship, we are able to get your monthly payments on your mortgage loan lowered to 31% of your gross monthly income so that in these hard times, they will be able to pay their mortgage more comfortably.
Okay. So how can people contact NARI and just let them know how they can contact you to get assistance in these new modifications that I get a lot of requests about? So how can they contact you to get assistance with that?
Okay. They can call Mabel directly at 404-798-8112 for more information. And I'd like to tell you more about the modification.
Exactly. Okay. Well, it's awesome, and my blessings continue to you and your business and what you're contributing to the community, but definitely my blessings to all that you have going on.
Yes, because if a lot of people qualify for this, you know, that's under the HAMP program, that's the Home Affordable
right.
Modification Plan, and this is designed to help struggling homeowners avoid foreclosures. Because right now, you have... because of the state of the economy, you have people are having a loss of income. They have an ARM, which is an expensive adjustable rate mortgage. They might have illness on the family, and they are still being turned down by their lenders. That's just a name of few. So just need to call me for more information. And my name is Mabel. My number is 404-798-8112.
Well, thank you, and have a good day.
Thank you, too.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back.
Hi, I'm Kalithia. Build, grow, and enjoy. Every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m., join me on the ride of financial literacy through the eyes of the new America. Join me, Kalithia, with Build, Grow, and Enjoy every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. to increase your knowledge about financial literacy on WIGO 1570 AM The Light. And always remember that someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago.
And we are back. We are back. Bill Grown and Joy, WIGO. Have Debbie Snelling with the Snelling Report. I'm on the air today speaking or preparing you for the upcoming tax season. Lines are open, everyone, 347-215-8709. And as always, we are in live chat. So, Debbie, before we went to break, we were speaking just more on some of the hits that can happen to you if you're not filing timely, and just speaking on why it's important to prepare now. So is there anything else additional that you think that maybe we haven't covered? Because we're not going to go in depth with certain topics, because that's what we're saving for the next couple of shows. This is just more about, you know, what services you have, who you are, and what people should prepare for. So what else would you like to share with us?
Well, and I don't want to go too much into this, but because Mabel was just on the phone talking about loan modifications and the great services that NARE provides, you also need to know that there are tax implications associated with loan modifications. If your loan is forgiven in whole or in part, it may or may not be a taxable event, and another reason to talk about it and look at it. There are some exceptions. If it's your personal residence, then there is some exception that it may not be subject to taxation. If you are insolvent, whether you're a business or an individual, it may not be subject to taxation. If you're a C corporation, it may be subject to taxation depending upon what the decline in the fair market value of your property has been. So there's a fair level of complexity. I actually just heard something the other day that I haven't verified yet, but I heard the other day that businesses in Georgia, or rather mortgage companies in Georgia, if your home is foreclosed on, mortgage companies in Georgia have 30 days to file to come back against you for the remaining unpaid loan balance. And if they don't do that in 30 days, then they can't come back at you. So that's an important point to be aware of.
Yes. A very important one, because we all know that with the foreclosure situation that's happening in Georgia, it is ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. The banks going out of businesses, people losing their homes, commercial properties being foreclosed on. So it's a hot, hot issue right now. And if you're close to it and if you're facing it, I actually just had a client who negotiated a reduction of his credit card balance. And so it created a taxable event, but his tax bracket is, you know, a third of, he negotiated for a third of the balance that was owed, and that means that two-thirds is taxable income, but he pays, you know, basically a third on that. So he winds up walking away, you know, free and clear. He's got a ding to his credit report, you know, which affects his FICO score, which affects his ability to get credit, but in the grand scheme of things, he walked away pretty nice.
Right.
And able to pay his bills and able to sleep comfortably at night. Everybody feels differently about it. But for him, it was something that affected his sleep, and now he's sleeping well.
Wow. Well, that's always good to have a peace of mind, because that's all that matters in these times. I mean, not having a peace of mind can drive you absolutely insane. So that's awesome that, you know, you guys were able to assist him on that. Now, before now, can you just let everyone know, I'm sure you get it all the time, people come in, they're just so unorganized. Just some quick tips on getting yourself organized and prepared for this upcoming tax season. You know, people be like, what do I bring? What do I have? What do I need? What do you suggest that they need to be prepared and organized for before coming to professionals like yourself?
Well, if you're a business and you have financial statements, bring those in. And if you don't have financial statements, then, you know, bring in bank statements so that there's some measure of being able to gauge your profitability. Looking at bank statements is not, you know, all-inclusive, depending upon whether your business might pay taxes on an accrual basis, which means that as you bill customers, it becomes taxable to you. And as your vendors bill you, it's a tax deduction to you, as opposed to cash basis, which is you spend the money, you get the deduction. You get the money, you pay the taxes. So, but, you know, make sure that you've got your financial records in order. Make sure that they're organized. If you come in with a shoebox, whether it's to me or to anyone else, your price is going to go up just by the fact that time has to be spent getting you organized, and especially during tax season, time is money. So get yourself organized. We've got a new app that's going to be coming out soon where you can take a picture of a receipt. It'll automatically send it to us, and then you can shred the receipt, so now you got no more shoeboxes anyway. Yay!
Ooh, that's cool. Woo, boy, that, I got suitcases.
I tell you what, that's very wicked.
Oh, my God, that's a good thing.
And be sure that you maintain a mileage log. If you haven't been maintaining a mileage log this year, make sure that you at least maintain a calendar so you can go back and recreate it. If you're not maintaining a mileage log today, please, please, please start today. On audit,
yes.
It will be
what
it will be the first thing for a small business that they ask for. I use a mileage log for my VA, which is an Android. Got to say, love my Android, but it's got this mileage log called Miles Track, MilesTrac, and with Miles Track, same thing. You can put in your mileage, you put in your start, you put in a description, you put in your ending mileage, and you can email it to yourself or to your accountant or to whoever you want, and bing, bang, boom, no more hassle of having to add it up.
Oh, that's
so, use technology. Yeah, make use of technology to make your life a whole lot
every
easier.
Every time I look at my mileage book, Debbie, I'm just like dreading. I'm like,
Well, that's what I keep up with. It comes to me. I open it up in Excel, and I just do the math right quick, and I do the multiplication for the standard mileage rate. I'm done. It takes minutes instead of hours.
Right. That's just awesome, and that's what it's all about.
And it only takes me seconds. Yeah, it only takes me seconds in the car to put in the information.
Awesome. Yep. Convenient. Well, let everyone know how they can contact you. You are going to be back on the air again 12:12, and of course, 18th, but let everyone know in the meantime how they can contact you, hearing it from you.
You can reach us on our website at thesnellingreport.com. That's, again, thesnellingreport.com, and click on the Contact Us button. Of course, you can go to Facebook or Twitter and look for Debbie Snelling. I'm sorry. Look for Snelling Report. I choked myself up there a little bit. On LinkedIn, I'm Debbie Snelling.
Right. I know there's so many different ones now, you can never keep up.
I tell you, it really is. There's a lot going on. So, of course, you can call us on the phone. We can be reached at 404-944-3172. That again, 404-944-3172. We try hard to get back to people within a couple of hours. Sometimes we get hung up a little bit. I'm a little behind on my emails right now. But even on being behind on my emails, it generally takes about a day at the worst to get back. Our email address is TSRTAX. That's TSR, like the Snelling Report. Tax, because we prepare taxes. So TSRTax@gmail.com.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Debbie, for coming on the air today and sharing your expertise. I look forward to having you back, and thank you for joining the Bill Grow and Joy family. So my continued blessings to you. So just thank you for the time and coming on and sharing your expertise.
Thank you for having me.
Well, that concludes our show today, everyone. Definitely go reach out to Debbie. She is a member of Bill Grow and Enjoy, and also in our guest information contact group. So So definitely reach out to her and prepare yourself and get organized for the upcoming tax season. We know it's probably going to be a real challenging one this year with all that happened within this year, preparing for 2012. So you can come on over, like I said, to BillGrowAndEnjoy.com and contact Debbie to assist you in those areas of your tax preparation. And don't forget, everyone, NCES 32. Tonight, Credit Education, Bill Grown Enjoy, quick NCES banner to definitely get on there and get on the call and educate yourself when it comes to credit. Back on Monday, everyone, I will be talking real estate. There are some great deals out there, you buyers. So with the one and only Mr. Jeffrey Dotson with Georgia Estate Realty, LLC, he will be on and tell you guys some hot deals that are out there. I mean, some good deals. You know, we spoke just now about the foreclosures, but, you know, I mean, yes, it's an unfortunate situation, but it can be a blessing in another's life, and I'm telling you, there are some great deals out there. So if you're looking to buy, you definitely want to hear from Jeffrey on Monday. He has some really nice homes that are like a state home that he specializes in for so cheap. So you definitely want to hear this show. So my continued blessings to all of you on your path of financial success. Have a great, great week, everyone. And definitely, the movement is alive, as you guys can see. Have a great week, like I said once again, and just enjoy.
Thank you for taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Hoping all will be successful with the information received. Tune in every Monday and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WIGO 1570 The Light with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. Remembering, positive people do positive things, positive actions lead to positive results.